I'm saying in the name of El Shaddai. I am saying in the name of the Most High God. I'm saying in the name of the one that set this earth, this universe in place and holding it together, and it hadn't moved one iota. I'm saying in the name of the one that raised Jesus from the dead. I'm saying in the name of Jesus. And Satan knows that all that authority is in that name. Can I take y'all just a little bit further before I close? I'm saying, now listen to it now. He said, when you say in the name, see when he said, and G and Father, why did he call him? He's an heir. And then in the 8th verse, and God said, thy throne, O God. In other words, God called Jesus God. Why? Because he made him just like him. Everything that God is, I'm going to say it again. Everything that God is in that name.
Yes, 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 it is. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Everything he is in that name. Now turn with me to Ephesians chapter 3 so you can see where you fits in. Notice it says we're heirs of God and what? Joint heirs with Jesus. Hello? Ooh, Jesus. You there? Ephesians 3:14. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family, where? In heaven and where? Where are you? Now, how many born again believers we have in the house? I got both hands up. So I mean, you truly born again, you in the family. Now notice now, he put everything he is. I am Jehovah God. The great I am, the El Shaddai, the bright and morning star, the lily of the valley. God got many names. He put it in that name, Jesus. And Peter, now let me finish this. And then he said, the whole family in heaven and earth. And so we'll call who? The body of Christ, Jesus. Now look what Philippians said. 2:5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Notice, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Oh, well, didn't think it would take anything from God. It wouldn't rob God of anything. For him to say, I'm equal with God. Didn't rob God, didn't make God diminish in any kind of way. But what happened? But he made himself for what? No reputation, but took upon him what? The form of a servant. And was made in the... And being found in the fashion as a man, what happened to him? He humbled himself and became obedient unto death. Even what? The death of the cross separated Jesus from God for 3 days approximately. But God, after 3 days, got him back. Now watch this. Wherefore, God also did what? Highly exalted him and given him a name. Highly exalted him and given him a what? A name. Which is above what? What name is above every name? The name of Jesus. And God gave him his name. That at the name of Jesus, that's why they bow. That at the name of Jesus, every knee what? Bow. Every knee should bow. A thing where? And things. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Why? To the glory of God the Father. Because everything God is, Jesus is. Jesus owns everything. And we are joint as with him. And when the church, the body on earth, gets a revelation of who we are on this earth, hallelujah, what mighty power, what mighty power and authority that belongs to us, because we've been born into the family. And we have become heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus. We have authority over every evil work of all kind. And Jesus, Matthew wrote it, Jesus said it, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be what? Loose in heaven. Other words, whatever you allow to go on this earth, he said, I'll allow it. Whatever you stop, I'll stop it up here. Why? Because we have been reconciled and brought back to God in the original place that Adam held, and the original position that Adam held with authority, are y'all hearing me? And dominion over everything on this earth. And that was God's word to the man when he first created him. I give unto you authority, dominion, to rule. He named everything. Anything that moved, creep, crawl, he named it. He said, you have dominion. But you know what people been saying? God's in control. I know you heard it. I heard it too. But you know why stuff is so out of control in so many people's lives? Because they're saying God's in control, but God is not in control. He gave it to you. And brothers and sisters, when we find out that I've been delivered, I've been set free, I have liberty, I have authority to rule and reign in life. Hallelujah. Not the devil, not other folks, but he gave me and he gave you authority over the foul spirits that's creeping around, moving around, sneaking around, lying to you. You know, we call it ours, my sickness. No, I don't have that.